This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Donald Trump is apparently very unhappy with the way jury selection has been going thus far, and he is throwing an absolute tantrum on his social media platform right now. He is complaining about the speed at which the jury is being selected, and he is also complaining that under New York law, each side has 10 peremptory challenges only, and they do not have unlimited peremptory challenges only. Just to remind you what that means, there is an unlimited ability for the parties to try to get jurors removed, prospective jurors removed for cause during the voir dire process. If a juror harbors actual bias and can't be fair or impartial, they can be removed for cause. Each side has an unlimited amount of for cause challenges to prospective jurors to remove them to make sure they don't get on the final jury panel that will actually be hearing this case. However, the parties only have 10 peremptory challenges each, which means that they can get rid of prospective jurors for any reason at all, provided that it is not discriminatory in nature. You can try to remove prospective jurors on the basis of race, gender, or ethnicity. That's what's called a peremptory challenge. This is in New York law. This is the same thing in every single case that is a felony of this degree, but Donald Trump is whining about that. Here's what Donald Trump wrote on his social media platform. So he did this, and then he starts whining about Jimmy Kimmel this morning. Here's what Donald Trump writes. He goes, "I thought strikes were supposed to be unlimited when we were picking our jury, ? I was then told we only had 10. Not nearly enough when we were purposely given the second worst venue in the country. Don't worry, we have the first worst also. As the witch hunt continues, election interference," as Molly Cray Newman wrote. Trump says he's unhappy with the jury selection process in his hush money case in a New Truth Social post this morning, saying he should have unlimited peremptory strikes. He actually has 4 left. His lawyers used 6 of the 10 peremptory challenges. The court, just to remind you, is dark on Wednesday. There is no trial on Wednesday. Trial will resume and jury selection will resume on Thursday. As Adam Klasfeld points out, in fact, Trump's lawyers either knew or should have known there were 10 strikes since the time of his indictment. The number is baked into New York criminal law by the type of felony charge. And here's the New York statute, and it says, each party must be allowed the following number of peremptory challenges. C, 10 for the regular jurors in all other cases, and 2 for each alternate juror to be selected. So it's right there in New York law, yet Donald Trump continues to whine about it. Now, one of the things I want to reflect about, though, is do you remember during the New York Attorney General civil fraud case where Alina Habba forgot to check the box, although she claims it wasn't an issue about forgetting to check the box, and there was no jury in that case. Do you remember that? And it was just Justice Engoron who ultimately made the decision. Remember what Donald Trump would say every day, in addition to lying that Justice Engoron valued Mar-a-Lago at $18 million, when indeed it was Donald Trump who devalued Mar-a-Lago at around $18 million so Trump could pay less taxes and then inflated the valuation separately when he wanted to get loans. Remember the other thing he would say? Donald Trump would say, if we had a jury, we would win this case. If we had a jury, if we just had a jury, we'd be the winners, right? Well, now you have a jury. Donald Trump has a jury in the Manhattan District Attorney criminal case against him. I don't call it the hush money case the way Molly Newman describes it. I call it the Molly Cray Newman. I call it the it's an interference with the 2016 election by falsifying business records case. But you have a jury. So what does Donald Trump do now? He whines and he goes, the jury selection process is unfair. So first, Drew, I didn't get a jury. It was unfair. The jury selection process is unfair. The county is unfair. The venue is unfair. This is unfair. That is unfair. Here is Donald Trump, just to remind you, at the New York Attorney General civil fraud case where he said, if we just had a jury, we'd win. Play this clip.
But if I had a jury, we'd win this case very easily, but I don't have a jury. And you see what's happening. This is a railroading, and it's the beginning of communism in our country. This is the beginning of communism. So, we're going back in, playing the game, doing everything right. But just to remember, I borrow money, the statements were perfect. Not only perfect, the statements are much more conservative than my real net worth. My real net worth is much higher, not low, much higher than the state.
Growing up, cereal is one of the best parts of being a kid, but as I got older, I had to watch out for sugar and empty carbs. Magic Spoon has the amazing flavors you love, but high protein and less sugar. Like with the variety pack, four flavors are cocoa, fruity, frosted, and peanut butter. This pack has 0 grams of sugar, 13 to 14 grams of protein, and 4 to 5 grams of net carbs. Only 140 calories a serving. It's high protein, has 0 grams of sugar, keto-friendly, gluten-free, grain-free, and soy-free. I'm a sucker for the cocoa cereal personally, and when I have my Magic Spoon, I always know it's going to be high quality, fresh, crunchy, and you got to love that chocolate milk the cereal makes when you're done with your bowl. Go to magicspoon.com/Midas to grab a variety pack and try it today. Be sure to use our promo code Midas at checkout to save $5 off your order. And Magic Spoon is so confident in their product, it's backed with a 100% happiness guarantee, so if you don't like it for any reason, they'll refund your money, no questions asked. Remember, start your day off right with a delicious bowl of high-protein cereal at magicspoon.com/Midas and use the code Midas, that's M-E-I-D-A-S, to save $5 off. Thank you, Magic Spoon, for sponsoring this episode.
Well, of course, Donald, now you have a jury. Also, you had a jury in the previous criminal case against the Trump Organization, where the Trump Organization was convicted of over a dozen felonies for tax fraud. We shouldn't forget that, folks, that over 18 months ago or so, the Trump Organization was in a criminal trial. They were charged with tax fraud, the same way Alan Weisselberg pled guilty back then. Alan Weisselberg also pled guilty again recently. That's Trump's former CFO. He pled guilty recently to felony perjury. But more than a year ago, 2 years ago or so, Weisselberg pled guilty to tax fraud in connection with his role at the Trump Organization. There was a criminal trial, remember, against the Trump Organization. There was a jury trial, and the jury unanimously, because it has to be unanimous, found that the Trump Organization engaged in dozens of felonies. And now Trump has a jury again, and here he goes, whining. It's the, I thought we had unlimited strikes. Well, you have unlimited strikes when it comes to for cause challenges where jurors can't be fair and impartial. When it comes to peremptory challenge to disqualify jurors for any reason at all other than discriminatory reasons, it's 10. That's what it says in the law. Here's what Donald Trump is also writing. But first, let me show you Peter Henlein's reaction to it. Peter Henlein's a DeSantis supporter, and he's responding to Donald Trump's post about Jimmy Kimmel and the Oscars this morning. And Henlein writes, the Oscars were 38 days ago. He isn't fit to be president. He isn't fit to be president. Here's what Donald Trump writes. Stupid Jimmy Kimmel, who still hasn't recovered from his horrendous performance and big ratings drop as host of the Academy Awards, especially when he showed he suffered from TDS, commonly known as Trump derangement syndrome, to the entire world by reading on air my truth about how bad a job he was doing that night right before he stumbled through announcing the biggest award of all, Picture of the Year. It was a classic choke, one of the biggest ever in show business. And to top it off, he forgot to say the famous mandatory line, "And the winner is." Instead, he stammered around as he opened the envelope. Supposedly, his wife and even management begged him not to do it. "Don't read his truth, Jimmy. Please don't do this," they said. He was made to look like a fool, which he is, and at the same time go down in television history as the worst host ever of the once vaunted Academy Awards. Let me just read what Peter Henline says again. "The Oscars were 38 days ago. He isn't fit to be president." So true. Speaking of which, I really like this post right here from Elijah's final semester at Edward Versailles. And Elijah goes, "Teaching my first history course this semester has been rewarding, but I don't know what to do with this student." And he grades the student an F, and the student's Donald Trump. And it's a paper on the Battle of Gettysburg. Folks, these are the exact words that Donald Trump actually used at a speech that he gave, what I call a traveling fascist circus event, over this past week. And this is what Donald Trump said. "Our Union was saved by the immortal heroes at Gettysburg. Gettysburg, what an unbelievable battle that was. The Battle of Gettysburg, what an unbelievable. I mean, it was so much and so interesting and so vicious and horrible and so beautiful in so many different ways. It's represented such a big portion of the success of this country. Gettysburg, wow. I go to Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, to look and to watch. And the statement of Robert E. Lee, who's no longer in favor. Did you ever notice that? No longer in favor. Never fight uphill, me boys. Never fight uphill. They were fighting uphill." He said, "Wow, that was a big mistake. He lost his great general, and they were fighting. Never fight uphill, me boys. But it was too late." This man is unwell. This man is, it's not a political thing, as I always say. This isn't Democrats and Republicans and independents and this and that. This man is unwell. What is he even talking about? Let me just share with you, though, just so you know, okay, Ben, he didn't really say that. This was from this past weekend. Play this clip.
"Theirs was much worse. It's where the Army weathered its brutal winter at Valley Forge, where General George Washington led his men on a daring mission across the Delaware, and where our Union was saved by the immortal heroes at Gettysburg. Gettysburg, what an unbelievable battle that was, the Battle of Gettysburg. What an unbelievable, I mean, it was so much and so interesting and so vicious and horrible and so beautiful in so many different ways. It represented such a big portion of the success of this country. Gettysburg, wow. I go to Gettysburg."
Well, there you have it, folks. Tell me what you think. Hit subscribe. We're on our way to 3 million subscribers thanks to your support, and have a wonderful day.
Enough! Send it to the Big House, not the White House. Get the new exclusive tees, mugs, and stickers right now at store.midastouch.com. That's store.midastouch.com.